Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in Washington. Tonight, beads. So what are beads? Beads, and this is according to Wikipedia, is a small piece of glass, stone, or similar material, typically rounded and perforated for threading with others, as a necklace or rosary, or for sewing it onto fabric. And tonight on Let's Talk, we'll be discussing what is the importance of beads. Do they have a specific meaning when we wear, or is just a fashion? Well, for those of you who join us, this is Let's Talk, and as usual, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned.
Down the river, let it go. 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 In search of the money.
It's now time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house, Ayen Bior from the South Sudan Service. Welcome back, Ayen.
Hi, Sunday. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And Harrison Kamau, a.k.a. HK Waweru. It's been a while. Welcome back, my friend.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, son. Anytime, Sunday.
All right. And, of course, from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Caro Gachara.
Thank you, Sunday.
Happy to have you in studio.
Thank you.
All the way from Tanzania.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you have a lot to tell us about beads. So before we start, I just wanted to know, if you're wearing beads, is this just for pleasure, looking good, sexy, or is it a kind of fashion? And I spoke to Edward Badu from Ghana, and I wanted to know his take.
Yeah, these beads, man, they make men happy, man.
What? Men make happy? What do you mean they make happy? How is that possible?
Men, it's very beautiful if it's around women's waist. Yeah, it make a lady look like a lady. The beads make difference. The beads make big difference, man.
Oh, are they a climax of beauty?
Oh, yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes.
And if you look at it, you see women with beads. Also, you see women wearing beads not only on their waistline, but also on their ankles, on their arms, hands, and all that.
Yeah, it all makes the woman look sexy.
Oh, it makes them sexy. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And for you as a gentleman, is this something they can do wear at any time at work, or these beads are just to be worn out of besides working?
The one around the waist is something like privacy.
Yeah, that one you can even see, right?
Yes, yeah. But the
in the neck,
one on the hands, the neck, and the ankles. Yes. They can wear it. It's still sexy, but it could be worn outside.
And if that is the case, what about dancers and musicians? I don't see them wearing beads all the time, especially the hip music. I only see when I see traditional dancers. Why is that?
Yeah, the traditional dancers, it's something like cultural. The beads are like cultural. But the music like High Life and this thing, I would say it's a general matter.
Okay.
But the beads are used as a cultural thing.
So this can identify anybody from Africa. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay. And what about for older generations and new generations? Do you see young people wearing beads, or is only the older people wearing beads?
Oh, yeah, the new generations too.
Really?
The new generations, are also using, I can see a lot of them.
Oh, yeah?
I can't tell you why I'm saying these generations are using it, but they are. And it makes them look so sexy, man.
Thank you, Edward Badu. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing beads. And now, back to the studio. Ayen Bior.
Yes, sir.
One thing I want to know from you. If you're wearing beads, what is the purpose? Is this medicinal? or just fashion for ladies?
Well, as far as I know, it's definitely not medicinal. I think for me and my family, it's really just a way of life. Beads, I grew up with beads. My mom used to make not just ornaments, but our furniture covers. She used to embed beads in them. And we also used to wear them when I was a kid. When I was a kid, we used to have friendship beads. So me and some of my best friends would make beads, and you know, we would color coordinate them, and when people who have the same colors of beads, you knew that they were best friends. And so I think for me growing up, beads were just a part of my life. They were very normal. They were all around my house. When I wore them, it was just very, very normal. It didn't really mean anything in particular. It was just something that we did.
Something you wear, something you enjoyed.
Exactly, yeah.
And maybe this is the purpose for beads, but maybe something else. Caro Gachara, you're from Kenya, living in Tanzania, and you have a lot you know about beads. And maybe on your way here, you came with some beads as present for your friends. So tell me, what do you think about beads for yourself?
For me, beads are ornamental. Yes, I did bring beads, bows.
I knew it.
Two of them. I also brought sizeable bows with beads decoration. So ornamental, yes, and decorative. So for me, beads, I think how I can describe them in my life is basically not medicinal, just ornamental and decorative.
One thing I want to know from you, Harrison Kamau, a.k.a. H.K. Waweru. One thing, as I do know, for all men and women out there wearing beads, we enjoy seeing beads for women. But also, some men do. And maybe you do. Sometimes you have some kind of beads.
He's got some on right now.
Oh, you're okay. Right? So what is this for you, my friend, if you're wearing beads?
I can't help but like your questions. But there's something I'd like to say here is that I'm a man of both worlds. I know Africa, I know America, and in Africa, I've been to quite some places. I've been to some parts of near Sudan, Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, and some parts of Uganda. But one thing I want to say is that beauty are for all the reasons that you mentioned earlier on. One, beauty is a part of it. Secondly, They are a symbol of authority, because in some age groups in Africa, some ladies will put these ornaments or the beads, for that matter, to signify a passage, a rite of passage. Another thing that happens is they say they are sexy. I know some ladies, probably in Uganda, I don't know, some other places, they normally wear them on their waistline to symbolize some beauty. And I'm being told that it's a sexy way of expression, expressing sexual confidence. And you exude some kind of sexual agility that everyone so desires. So, Sunday, that's all I can say for now concerning
beads. Oh, I like that. Okay. Hey, you have two ladies right in front of you, Kamau. You better express yourself very well. Maybe, Caro, you can tell me, you brought the beads. You know beads from everywhere, every corner around the world, from Africa and other places. And people say, as Kamau says, some men feel like these beads for women is a symbol of sexy, especially having them around their waist, or some of them like anklets, right? And they have different meanings. You tell me, is that why women would like to have beads in their neck?
That's not the only reason, I'm sure.
I know. And I think, Sandy, let me correct you. Kamau was referring to the shanga, if you know what I mean.
I know what he means. Yes, yeah. I do.
So shanga is a Swahili word for beads that we wear, or women wear in Tanzania around their waist. And again,
and probably, Uganda too.
And Uganda too. But speaking specifically for me, I think it's a beautiful thing.
It is. It is really beautiful. In my country, in South Sudan, we wear beads like inside our shirts. So we have shirts that are made just out of beads, and it's beautiful.
Wow!
It's part of our culture.
That's a new one, yeah.
Okay. And for me, with beads, it's never occurred to me that it's different, or it's out of the norm, because it's just something that I grew up with. It's something that I saw every day. So I never questioned, oh, this is something unique that we do. It's just what we do, you know?
And, you know, in a country like America, when you come from Africa, they get a new meaning, because like you see in my hand right now, I got some beads, that, but on them they got the name Kenya. So yeah, that gives me my identity. So when I'm far from home, this now really gives me an identity. So beads have a lot of, you know, definitions and meanings as to why we wear them. And it also depends on the demographics where we are. We want to make a statement. If you are far from home, maybe a name on your beads would have a better meaning than when you're back home.
Thank you so much, Harrison Kamau. Very well said. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in our Washington studio with Ian Bior, Harrison Kamau, and Caro Gachara. Right now, we are discussing beads. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Let everybody rise and say,
oh yeah.
Those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service. Some people consider beads beauty, culture, or medicinal. So I spoke to Pandwe Kalala and I wanted to know her take.
Well, honestly, the beads started as traditional, as most women know. But nowadays, it has gone from the traditional symbol that a lot of people have lost the meaning of the beads, but at the same time, it's a sign of beauty, and some people use it for pleasure.
Okay. Wow. I've seen some people talking about they enjoy seeing those beads being worn by ladies, and you have so many ways of wearing beads, you know. I know there's those that on your hands or your ankle or your waist or your neck. And most of these, do they really have different meanings as far as expressing your beauty?
Yeah, sure. Like the traditional ways, for instance, for us, like myself, I'm from Tangar.
Okay.
So with traditional, when you get to a certain age and you do certain things, different beads have different colors and have different meanings. And though nowadays people just wear beads without knowing what they really mean. So when they do that, it comes to that point where I say is people were wearing them just for fashion statement.
Okay.
But really, beads do have meaning.
Uh-huh.
For those who know, you can get excited because you know what the meaning of the beads.
Right.
And if you find the right person or the right man who know how to fix the beads, you're excited too.
So you know, Pandwe, coming from Tanga, as you mentioned, that's a coastal city. People from Mombasa too are close by. And maybe they would really understand. But we also have people from the other areas, like the Maasai. Maasai, I see them wearing beads all the time.
Yeah, like I told you, when it comes to the traditional part, like they've been worn years and years from the ancient people. Like with the Maasai, they might probably have them as a symbol of beauty.
Right.
When I say traditional, like... where we come from, like different colors have different meanings, like I said,
right.
And that's a total different topic that
that we need another day for it, right?
Yeah, we need another day. And this is on the radio.
Thank you, Pandwe Kalala. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing beads. Now, my other question goes to Caro Gachara as well. As you said, in Tanzania, beads, a.k.a. shanga. They're very well known. Okay, you see those beads like my friend Ayen all the time. It's part of life. But of course, when you bring the beads to a different country, it's a whole different style. It's a different thing. Now, do you think this is expression of culture, and does it help these, so to speak, people from those countries to hone and get them closer to them rather than not like Kamau? He feels at home with beads while he's far away from home. Are these more like symbolic when people travel out of their countries rather than home?
It's an expression of culture, yes, Sunday. And as you know, the Maasais are doing very, very well. In fact, as you cross the borders in Namanga from Tanzania to Kenya or Kenya to Tanzania, You will notice them. They are doing them with different. I think they have so many ideas, and the way that they are doing nice bracelets, anklets, and believe me, they have a variety. So it's an expression of culture, especially with the Maasai's
from the Maasai.
Yeah,
okay.
And I have a feeling that I have a. I have a decency of the Maasai because I have some photos of my great great grandmothers wearing so many beads, and just a lot of beads, but a little bit of dress. So
beads are all over.
They were all over, and it was normal. Okay. I think for now, probably we have made shanga, or again, I say the waist beads look so a sexual item. I think, but they were just worn normally and casually before.
Right. And this is the reason. You say your great-great-grandmothers. Are the great-grandmother Maasai?
I have a feeling because I have photos. And, of course, they say probably yes, but we are not so sure. But we have some photos where they wore just the beads and a little bit of cloth.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I believe they were such a big expression of culture then.
Right.
Wow, yeah.
And are we losing this expression of culture since most ladies and men don't do as much, do you think?
You mean here in the U.S. or back home?
Back home as well.
Back home, I don't think we're losing it. I still see fresh pictures of people who are utilizing beads like we always have. I think beads are here to stay. I don't think they're going anywhere. I think that they make such a loud statement in our wardrobe. You know, I mean, it's when we make our shirts, you know, we could really print just cotton and print the same print on the shirt, but when we do it in beads, it stands out more. And so I think because of that, because the beads make such a subtle but profound statement, I think they're here to stay. I don't think they're going anywhere.
Okay. Yes, come on.
And Sunday, there's something worth mentioning here. It just came to my mind. It's a brainwave. When we talk of protection, people believe in witchcraft and traditional medicinal beliefs, mm-hmm. where they think that maybe you put some beads, you know, on a child, you protect her in a way. People have, there's all these faiths in Africa especially, where you see that people believe that by putting, you know, beads in a certain place might make me fertile, maybe for women, it might protect my kids against any bad omen. So that is noteworthy. I just remembered that because I've been, as I told you, traveled right. to diversities, and I've seen these things happen, and they have different meanings besides beauty.
And mentioning of that, just this faith part of it, as we mentioned in
right.
the definition before, you have the rosary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The rosary for Christians, especially Catholics, you pray with the rosary, and the rosary is made of beads. So this is also another symbolic part
right.
of faith. Also, the Muslims, they have their own beads, where they do use that also for prayers as well.
Right.
So I guess it has a lot of different meanings depending who you ask and what
yeah,
they use for.
Absolutely.
So I think that's why I said very clearly that they are here to stay. They are here right. to stay. We are using them in every way.
Yeah, they are a part of humanity. I believe so. And again, looking around, like people who traditionally didn't have the culture of beads, like the white people, progressively they are starting to appreciate the beauty. And when you walk the streets, like summertime, you'll see them with beads, and some actually very African from other, yeah. the Caribbean or elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So that means everyone loves this kind of style. And again, it looks more authentic than the modern kind of beauty ornaments that we have.
And this is the other thing I want to ask you, Kamal, and the panel out here. Why, when I see beads most of the time, when it comes to artists, musicians, and dancers, I only see most of the time beads for those who are doing cultural dances. You know what I mean? Cultural dancing. Like maybe from Tanzania, mdundiko. You might see those guys wearing beads, or the ones who are playing just the drum beats from a particular tribe. But when you see the regular musicians who are doing all these kinds of music, jaguar, diamond, I don't see them expressing as much.
I think the traditional beads have a connection. There's a sentimental connection between traditional beads and traditional dances. You know, they go hand in hand. But okay. the modern musicians, the contemporary modern musicians, feel like they are modernized and westernized, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So they need the golden chains and stuff. But I mean,
bling bling.
Yeah, it would look very odd for a traditional dancer to wear around some modern chains and,
yeah.
you know, so there's that traditional connection. There's a sentimental connection. And again, they also believe that once you wear these traditional things, it's like you're more traditionally endowed to do what you're supposed to do okay. in the traditional sense.
In
all right?
The traditional world. Are you there in the traditional world, Kamau?
I'm in both worlds. Right? I'm a man of both worlds, and you know that.
What about you, Caro Gacharia?
I agree. Definitely, you will not. I'm just imagining Diamond on wearing some Maasai beads, or his dancers wearing. Yeah. So it's traditionally for traditional music. It traditionally balances.
Okay.
And as we're using them culturally in Africa, the beads.
Mm,
so
culturally.
Yeah. So right. in fact, when you go to buy the bags made of beads, the belts, uh-huh. the Maasai, we are not buying them in the modern boutiques.
Yeah.
We are buying them in the cultural market.
And guess what, though? You find them all in those
touristic
places, like
yes.
Sea Cliff and all other places where the tourists who go there, not the regular mind, you know?
You know?
What is this about? I don't know, but hey.
Of course, we are finding lots of Africans or ourselves going into those markets to buy our own things. So,
okay.
But we are getting now, of course, buying them in those touristic prizes. But basically, tourists, when they come to Africa, they are keen to take something
exactly.
traditional
they
home.
Want to see something
and
different.
So,
right.
so let us put it like beads are a traditional kind of, we have something to be proud
right.
yeah.
of in Africa. Beads.
Beads. I like that, Carol. Let's be proud of the beads. This is what we have in Africa. Well said. Anything else from you, Ayana Bior, about
no,
that?
No. I think Carol said it best. There's no way that I can follow that up. But yeah, completely agree. They are traditional and they're here to stay. And they're beautiful.
And they're beautiful. Yes, of course. They are beautiful. Why not? And when you get your children, your new children, do you want to put the beads on them too as well, right? Some people do that with their kids.
Yeah, yeah. If, especially the girls are wearing the bracelets now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We call them the modern girls, our kids. Mm. They are wearing the bracelets now, so we are going to carry on the beads.
Carry on and carry on.
Hello, my name is Loic Youth for Let's Talk, and this is the odd news for this week. In Japan, a passenger spotted a python curled around the armrest of another passenger seat on a high-speed bullet train, forcing the train to make an unscheduled stop. The train's operator said that the passenger sitting in the reserve seat was unaware that the python was wrapped around the armrest for about 50 minutes until the person behind him saw it and notified a conductor. The Super Express train made an unscheduled stop at Hamamatsu Station, and railway police removed the snake in about a minute. It said the train left the station and arrived in Hiroshima, its destination, on time. A New Mexico community college is offering a new program that allows students to major in brewing beer. KOB-TV in Albuquerque reports 30 students at Central New Mexico Community College in Albuquerque are enrolled in the school's new brewing and beverage management program. School officials say students in the program learn the basics of beer production and recipe formulation. Students are expected to apply their knowledge of beer production in hands-on laboratory-style classes. And finally, customs officials are used to finding unusual items in travelers' luggage, but human intestines were not on the list until now. The Austrian press agency reports that organ parts were found packed tightly in plastic containers and formaldehyde in a Moroccan woman's baggage during a recent check at the airport of the southern city of Graz. It said that the woman told police that she had brought the intestines of her dead husband to Austria to have them examined because she thought he had been poisoned. And that's today's odd news right here on Let's Talk. I'm Loic Youth. Back to you, Sunday.
Do you know Johnny? All right, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, and that's it for a show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored beads. A big thank you to our guest, Mr. Badu from Ghana, and Pandre Kalala from North Carolina. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues, Harrison Kamau. Thank you, please.
Right, thank you, Sunday.
And of course, Ayen Biol, thank you for coming.
It's been a pleasure, thank you.
Caro Gachara from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, thank you for coming.
And thank you, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave a message after the beep. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be successful marriage. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Dino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this, whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Session 9. Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.